This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Hour number two of USA Prepares. Kyle's with us. I don't know if you heard the top of the hour news and commercial announcements, but there was a little clip of the big guy in the big chair, and he was talking about, it's in paraphrasing, doing the right thing, the Ten Commandments. And Just bear in mind that he is a guy who stole another guy's wife. He is a guy who stole other people's work when he was in law school at Syracuse University and when he was in the Senate. Now, don't believe a word I say. Don't believe a word anybody says. Don't believe anything that you hear in the media. Do your own research. Maybe type in the word Joe and his last name and plagiarism. Maybe even look up, did Joe steal another man's wife? So here's a guy that, you know, is kind of bumbling along, and he seems like, boy, you'd want to believe him. But don't believe what they say. Watch what they do. Seriously. 4.5 million illegal aliens have crossed the border since Joe's been in the big chair. 4.5 million. His number two, Kamala, he tasked with going to the border. Has she been there yet? Has she done a single thing? Has she done anything? Obviously not. Obviously not. Kyle reported $18 a dozen eggs in New York City. Yes, we reported that as well. 89 cents a piece. Yes, we reported that as well. 89 cents per egg is $10.18 a dozen, class. The price of chicken feed has doubled for us at the farm. And there are reports that the chicken feed that's available by some brands, we've reported this as well. Herman called in with a report. I can't verify it, but it's making the news. And it seems like there's a company that's producing chicken feed, and the chickens are doing a great job of not laying eggs. So we have not seen that problem. We don't buy that particular brand of food and from Tractor Supply. Now, I don't know if it's bad or not. So I guess we need to do a little bit more research. But I can tell you that our chickens are laying eggs just fine for this time of year. They're healthy. And they're free range. And that's the difference. If you put chickens in prison, it doesn't work out that well for them. It doesn't. And as a matter of fact, when I lived in Virginia, I wanted to start raising chickens. And I had a friend who had a chicken farm. And I was able to get six chickens. They're white chickens. And pretty soon, I mean, they grew really fast. Pretty soon they couldn't walk. Pretty soon they just kind of sat in one place. And the tips of their wings were bloody because they were trying to move and their feet wouldn't carry them. So they would use their wings and their feet to move along. And within about, let's see, a little more than 7 weeks, they're all dead. From start to finish, these chickens last about 7 weeks. Then they are killed for packaging and shipping to the supermarket. That's the life expectancy of a factory chicken. That's 7 weeks. I'm not kidding. I'm not kidding. So if you think you can get one of those big box white birds and raise them on the farm, it's not going to work. I mean, unless you want to get a new flock of chickens every 6 weeks. Everything is broken. Everything is broken. And the elite want you to have nothing and be happy. But do they want to have nothing and be happy? Of course not. They want everything so that they are happy. They want everything that we work for. They want us to build their cars, and they want us to fix their potholes. They want us to mine the coal. They want us to drill for oil. They want us to run the refineries. They want us to invent, because they're not inventors. They're just manipulators. And how many people in your life are you frustrated to the max with who just flat out don't get it? You know, don't feel that you're alone if you have people in your own family who don't get it. I have people on my wife's side of the family who, they're perfectly happy taking the jab, and they think it worked really well for them. Of course, they got sick and some of them died, but they haven't connected the dots. Now, these are not stupid people. These are wonderful, nice, kind people who just believe what they watch on the blue screen. So what do? You turn off the blue screen. I think that was part of Kyle's message. If you don't want to be programmed, if you don't want to be programmed like they used to program people in movie theaters back in the 70s, they would, in the summer, they would lower the amount of air conditioning so it would get warm during the movie, and people would say, gosh, it's up. And they would show an ice-cold image of a soda, a subliminal image. It would be warmer in the theater, and people would go, gosh, I'm so thirsty. And they would buy a soda for like 10 times the price it should have cost. And in the beginning, there would be images of popcorn and happiness, real fast images. So you'd be getting the popcorn, and then you'd be dying of thirst. All at 10x in price. Kyle?
Yeah. You know, so taking that information, like, I don't know if you've noticed or heard, Vince, or if you've reported on it or not, but there has been over 100,000 tech jobs lost in the last 2 months. I mean, they're cutting them loose like crazy. So these elites are pushing forward with artificial intelligence like you can't fathom. And if you think about it, if they get to the point to where they can have artificial intelligence take over your job and they don't have to pay them and they work 24/7 constantly, what do you think they're going to do when you literally can't work? And they have a robot that can do your job. They're already trying to put self-checkout in Walmart. In every grocery store, there's one person watching over 8 different registers. So they've decreased the amount of employment that they need there by 8 times just for those people. All right. They're cutting it out. They're trying their best to get to the point to where they will scan, you'll be scanning and taking care of yourself. They're cutting out jobs. If they get rid of, and they can have AI do the checking on everything for you, which is coming, they've already got some unbelievable stuff coming on with AI, artificial intelligence. So once this continues to move in this direction, and if you play this out in your head, and they can do away with your job, they will do away with your job, because they have created a bunch of people in this country that are virtually useless. They don't show up for work if they've got a hangnail. It's unbelievable. I hear some of these bosses that I know, my son running a construction company, some of these guys don't show up because they got a slight headache today. I mean, it's unfathomable to me. In any case, folks, while you've got some money, like Vince was saying, those meat chickens, I'll give you a hint on meat chickens. If you want to raise them for meat, feed them some whole milk, good organic, if you can get organic whole milk. And that allows their legs and their bones to develop. We used to give them goat milk when we had goats and we would raise them at the same time. All of a sudden, no more broken bones. No more chickens running around, like Vince was saying, trying to push themselves around with their wings and getting bloody. No more of that. Their legs had enough calcium in their diet to be able to walk around like a normal chicken. Now, we only raise them for about 12 weeks because we raise them for meat. They're called a double-breasted chicken. The breast on them, ours last year, or when we raised them last year, ours after we skinned them, because I don't really like chicken skin. My wife and I, we just gut them and skin them. The carcass weighed 6.2 pounds average. So that's a huge chicken. And they lasted, I think last year, though, we killed them at about 11 weeks. But we killed some at about 11, then we killed some at 13. But most of them were killed off at 11. But some of the smaller hens, we let go for another couple weeks because we were actually after the meat. But anyway, my point is, and I've got some more to do on this. Do I hear music, Vince? Is that coming?
No, not yet, but at some point I was going to share the price of the propane tanks. But please continue.
Yeah. Well, anyway, what I was going to say, folks, is put your money into something that's going to provide for you, and then figure that at some point you are going to probably not be able to pay your taxes. So you got to decide what you're going to do. You're going to let this corrupt government take what you've worked for and lived for, or you're going to let them come and take it. And there's going to have to be, at some point, I believe, there's going to be a revolt in this that you're just not going to allow them to do nothing and take everything you got. But in any case, what I'm trying to say is put your money into something that is going to provide for you. Buy tools. Buy chicken breeds that can have eggs and reproduce themselves and hatch out chicklings for you. Get incubators in case you need them. Buy chicken feed ahead. My wife and I scraped everything we could come up with the other day just to go and buy 2,000 pounds of the type of specialized grain that we use for that purpose. We're trying to get ahead of this, and that'll last us about a year. So, you know, it's just a matter of watching what you're doing, being intentional, seeing where society is moving, and planning for it, doing something about it. I was just talking to another guy, and we had lunch the other day, and he's on the same page I am. He sees the same things I am, but he's not doing nothing. He's living in a blooming subdivision, nice guy, but he's not doing anything. It's just, to me, I can't fathom that. I cannot fathom the inaction. And I've come up with another thought, Vince. You know, normalcy bias? I'm going to finish that quote on the other side of the break, but I've got a thought for you on normalcy bias, and then you can go into the propane thing.
Okay, Kyle's with us, and we're just kind of teaching things by observation. That's if you want to detach, you can detach. It sounds like Kyle has a neighbor who is completely detached.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, Take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Kyle's with us. Herman's on the line. Herman will be with you in just a couple minutes. Kyle, please continue.
Okay, so after I had lunch with this guy, and I'm sitting there and we're talking and we're on the same page. And after we're done, I'm contemplating his responses, and I come up with a new definition for normalcy bias. And this is the way I see it. Normalcy bias is a form of psychosis that prevents action while seeing the reality of what's happening right in front of you. Now, that's what I think. I think it's a psychosis. It's a willing, choosing psychosis that can and does prevent action while seeing the reality of what's right in front of them. And I've come to the conclusion that those people, until they get hit right between the eyes with a 2x4, are not going to wake up. Your comment, Ben?
I wrote that down. I think you're absolutely right. And it's hard to figure out how this could happen, and I'm willing to bet that they watch TV. Is that the case?
Oh, yeah. I know they do.
Okay. All right, so Herman will be with you in just a second. I wanted to finish this thing about the propane. So I've been helping one of our instructors who needs propane and a generator. So I found a propane generator. I'm pretty excited about it. And I'm going to install it. I volunteered to install this generator. I'm really excited about doing this. So this generator will require a propane tank. So I was thinking, you know, years ago on our farm, I bought one for $400, a 500-gallon tank. It was refurbished. All shiny white, painted, looked good. And then I found another one, same company. It was $500. Then I found another one, same company, $600. So they went from $400 to $500 to $600. And they're all shiny and refurbished. And I was thinking, well, maybe it's going to be about $1 a gallon. Ours averaged 50 cents a gallon for the tank. I'm sorry, ours averaged $1 a gallon for the tank. And I'm thinking maybe they're probably $2 a gallon now for the tank. Not true. An old, junky, beat-up, rusty, 40-year-old tank is over $1,000, maybe $1,300. The price of a brand-new 500-gallon propane tank is $3,450, $3,450. A reconditioned one, like the kind I bought for $400, $500, and $600, is between $1,850 and $2,400. These are sky-high numbers, class. I'm not willing to suggest that our instructor buy one of those. They're just too expensive. So I'm on the lookout for one for around $1,000. Next point. So I called a gas company, and that delivers in their area, and I said, so I'm calling for a friend. I'm just doing a legwork, a research. And they're interested in buying some propane. Fill up a 500-gallon tank. What is the cost? And they said, well, we have a special for new customers. $1.99.9. So $1.99.9 per gallon. And they said, in that area, there is a $10.99 fuel surcharge for the delivery. So roughly $2 a gallon and then $11 a gallon for the fuel surcharge. And then there's a $15.99 hazmat fee. And I said, you know, I've been dealing with you guys for about 17 years. I never paid a hazmat fee or a fuel surcharge. And I think the last time I bought fuel, I paid $1.29.9 a gallon. And she said, yeah, you did. She looked me up by my phone number. And she said, yeah, $1.29.9. I said, well, how much is it for us now? Well, because we're loyal customers, they have a special price for us. $2.14.9. So for a loyal customer, it costs more per gallon than a new customer. Herman, you're up next.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
USA News Update. New police images out of New York City were released this morning showing the NYPD capturing two men for a crime spree through the boroughs of New York. The suspects, 24-year-old Carlos Perez and 34-year-old Alvin Velez, have long criminal records and will now face federal charges. NYPD Chief of Detectives James Essig.
They're on parole for bad crimes, attempted murder. They're on parole. They get arrested numerous times again. We don't violate their parole. They're out in the street stealing. steal a car with a gunpoint, ride through three boroughs, pointing guns at people, pistol whipping people. We're lucky something more serious didn't happen. They should not have been out on the street.
Mining giant Rio Tinto has apologized for losing a tiny radioactive capsule that went missing as it was being transported across Western Australia. Fortunately, the capsule has been found. Today is Groundhog Day. I'm Lance Pry, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
What
are
today?
Take my. When you go to the season for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAprepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Kyle's with us. Herman, thank you for being so patient. Hey, Herman.
I'm here. Guten Tag, Herr Professor Fennelli. This is Horrible Herm. And today, I'm going to give you a little window into why I get called Horrible Herm. And it's about the chicken feed. The whole issue is much deeper than any of us thought. I think that this has a lot of almost a mirror effect of the situation you went through with the tractor fluid. And I was on the phone with one of our relatively famous attorneys who represents America Frontline Doctors, single-handedly sued the state of Nevada university system to repeal the vax mandate, Adam Fulton. and Jerry Jennings of Jennings and Fulton. And he told me, you send me, Herm, all of the information you have, and he knows I have the old feed, the medium old feed, and the new feed, all of it in question, with chain of custody, with receipts, with a lot of documentation. And he blew my mind and said he wants me to lead in a class action lawsuit against Tractor Supply, and he would file it.
I love it, and I'll tell you why. I believe Tractor Supply is the parent company of Orscheln. And they're the guys, Orscheln's the company that perpetrated the tractor hydraulic fluid fraud and destroyed all of our farm equipment that uses hydraulic fluid. Great. And the same thing. I think there is a thread that runs through all this, and that is to take out, this is a thread to take out the small family farmer.
Can I comment briefly on that? I want to make a preface. We are not, and I am not, and GCN Live is not, giving any legal advice or trying to make any allegations or say that we know anything is certain here. We're looking into it. We're going to move forward. I agree exactly with what you said with Orscheln. It's even deeper than that. It turns out the board of directors at Tractor Supply, who contacted me over drag time story pedophile hour, and you know that email thread was extensive, and that's been re-included in my communication to Adam Fulton at Jennings and Fulton here in Nevada. So they know who I am. They also know that I'm maybe the second or third biggest spender at that store. And I agree with everything you said. On Truth Social, I'm on there right now. I never go there. On Mike Adams' Health Rangers post, and he's put a lab announcement. Based on widespread accusations, the chicken feed at Tractor Supply has been altered to cause hens to stop laying. We are now in the process of acquiring these feed samples from Tractor Supply, and we'll be testing them in our food science lab. He's one of three credentialed, certified mass spec labs in the country. The tests will include heavy metals, aflatoxins, glyphosate, E. coli, salmonella, yeast, and mold. We'll share these tests publicly. So people are all over this. What's interesting here is if I can lead the class on the class action, and I think you were a class leader on yours, I think we might really be able to get somewhere. Your thoughts?
We were number three in terms of damage done by Tractor, the alleged premium 303 Tractor hydraulic fluid sold by Orscheln. And so I asked the attorney who was involved in the class action suit, so where are we in the ranking? And we were number three in terms of how much damage they did to our farm. It was unconscionable. I mean, they know they did it. In case Tractor Supply is interested, I have the dossier. I have the dossier from Orscheln. So I've got the internal documents that talk about internal documents of Orscheln and Citgo saying that this is good, and I'm paraphrasing, this is good for oiling farm gate hinges. That's what this is good for. The bottom line, Herman, I'm pretty sure you have some farm gates, and like everybody else, nobody oils farm gate hinges. They're designed not to be oiled. They're not opened, you know, constantly all day. They don't need lubrication. They're out in the rain. That's what this fluid, according to internal memoranda, is suitable for, oiling farm gate hinges, which really means it's not suitable for anything.
Right, but so I'm looking... I'm looking also for punitive damages here. I think that if we can establish, even though you may not be able to, or we may not be able to, relate one bad act to another, I think if we can show a pattern of behavior, punitive damages will apply. And, you know, I don't want to take up any more time of your show today unless you want to talk about it. Please check your email. And I do have one suggestion, though, on how to make the show better. I wish that you'd stop candy coating it so much and tell us how you really feel. You have really gone soft on the nature of how bad everything is. And just one more thing, when you mentioned some of your wife's family detaching. It's very important that class understands and all of us understand, and you and me too, and Kyle and all of us, that the detachment, it follows the serenity prayer, which is, God or higher power, grant me the ability to change the things I can, the ability to accept the things I can't, because really we can only change ourselves. And I always got tripped up on that because I thought I just hadn't figured out a clever enough workaround. But the only people we can really change are ourselves, and that's all we're responsible to do. And then when we find what we can change and we do it and we fix it, and we let go of the things that are beyond our control that we can't. And the most important thing is the wisdom to know the difference between the two. And that's the serenity prayer, and that's detachment. And with that, I'll let you get back to
One question. I'm okay with the serenity prayer. I think it's quite concise and cogent. The one thing I have a question with is accept the things I can't change. How do I accept the things?
Okay, it's not accept that it's right. It's not accept that it's correct. It's like these perverts and pedophiles trying to normalize mutilating little children who don't even know what they are yet. They're too young. It's not accepting it. It's accepting that it's not your job to fix it. It's not, you don't have to feel stress and anger and raise your cortisol and blood pressure and make you have a miserable day and do tractor time over things that are beyond your control.
But Herman, don't you think it's all of our job to fix it? You know, if every one of us says this homosexuality plague and perversion and trying to convince our children that this is all normal and this is wonderful and everything, everyone should accept everyone for whether they are perverted or not, is normal. I still think it's our job to fix it. So
I still have
a problem with accepting things that I can't change, because I think there are things that we can have influence on, and that's what we're doing here at USA Prepares. All of us, every one of us, the students, the instructors, we're trying to make everything as good as it possibly could be, and we're raining on the parade of those who are trying to disrupt things being nice, kind, benevolent, and efficient, and as good as they can be. So if you look at Vladimir Putin, he's destroying his part of the planet. He literally is. If he stops shooting, Ukraine will stop shooting. But he won't stop shooting. He's literally beating up the planet. Everybody should be outraged. Everybody should be outraged. Without exception.
Vincent, that is correct. And you saw all the links I sent to Tractor Supply, where the San Francisco Gay Men's Choir sang, "We're coming for your children." I sent you, and I sent them, and it rattled their cage, it rocked their world. And the next thing we're going to have to do is boycott buying from them. I have other places to buy. I'll go to Shadow Mountain or Acme Feed. I'll do Bowman for my alfalfa, who actually farms in my valley, and they're like failing alfalfa and all of that. We have things we can do, and we are doing them. What I'm talking about, and what Dr. Sheely and Dr. Sergey Sorin are talking about, that while we're doing what we can to push back for the righteous, moral, ethical, things with integrity, and we're not feeling we're getting enough traction, but we really are, we can't let it stress us out too much, because we know in our heart we're doing the best we can. And all of your instructors on the show are doing that. And I hope in some small part, you know, I was one of the guys in the shadows that you never even knew about. And there's a bunch of more people like me out there, and I beg them to call in and introduce themselves to you so that you know you are making a tremendous impact. I'm proof of that. Your thoughts?
I read your email, and I watched the San Francisco choir, the gay choir, and it that faggot that faggot leading the parade in that video on YouTube with the choir singing, smiling, smirking, letting us know he's coming for our children and there's nothing we can do about it. And it was disgusting.
And there you go, candy-coating it again. You've got to tell us how you really feel. Yeah, it's so disgusting. And here's the thing that where they get us. They're telling normal people who want to protect and nurture their children that we're hateful because we won't let these sick, pervert criminals destroy our children. And they're trying to normalize that pedophilia. And here's the thing. When someone's 18 years old and they're mature and they know they have their life ahead of them without coercion, without gaslighting, without bullying, without intimidation, you know, I'm a libertarian in many ways at heart. If somebody is cross-wired and whatever, then go be cross-wired. And it's like your son says, there's one thing he can't fix, a homo. And he's right. So it's not our job to fix those people. It's not our job to convert anybody away from how they're going to be once they're adult. But it is our job to stop them from molesting and damaging our children. Your thoughts?
Well, I think Kyle might have something to say. Kyle, do you have something to say about this?
Yeah, I do, Vince. I think that, you know, the longer we set and the longer we allow the thought in our mind that there's things we cannot change, the less people tend to do. And that is that's a human nature kind of a thing. I don't accept any of this stuff. Every single time I come across it or I see it or it walks in front of me or I get a chance to share with somebody else, I take it. I just did it yesterday. A couple of nieces that I hadn't seen in 7 years, and I let them have it. And I told them, I said, don't let this school. I'll finish after the break.
Yeah, and if you look at Vladimir Putin building up tanks along the Ukraine border, more and more people going, wow, he's got tanks there. And he's got more and more, and pretty soon he attacks. You got to stop it before the attack. We'll be right back.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
No whining, only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Chris, I just want to say one thing before Kyle weighs in. This thing about Tractor Supply and the chicken feed, we actually don't know. All we can tell you is what we've seen in the public domain, what we've read in the public domain, but we have not tested as of yet whether this feed causes chickens to stop laying eggs. So at this point, we can't say. However, Herman, I'd like to request that when you do get the results of the test from the mass spectrometer, that you let us know what the findings are. If they are negative or positive, whatever they are, whatever the truth is, I'd like to air that here in class at USA Prepares. And I'm sure the alternative media will be weighing in as well. Can you do that?
I will do that. And I also wanted to thank Kyle, because the thing I like about Kyle, all sarcasm aside, is he doesn't candy coat it. And he's 100% right on every single topic. I have never heard Kyle say something I wasn't 100% in agreement with. And Vincent, also you too. Greg and Bert, not so much.
Well, well.
Hey, Vince. Hey, I just before the end of the show here, I wanted to weigh in on the chicken feed thing. So I called the manager of Cenex down here in the town that we're close to, and because they sell a brand called Payback. Well, I asked him about the chicken feed at this place, and he says, well, being as I work here, he said, I rent a flock of chickens, and I use nothing but our feed. And my chickens drop on their laying as well. And so he said, I contacted a lady that has a couple of thousand chickens and was asking her about it. And that she noticed, because she produces a couple of thousand eggs a day. And anyway, she said that her chickens had dropped down to approximately one tenth of what they were, their normal output. And she related it to the interaction of La Nina and El Nino coming together at the specific change in the barometric pressure for that area where they're at. And she said what they did, and this guy at Cinex did as well. He said, I continue to use our feed, but what they did is she increased the protein level of her feed and got it up around 19 to 20%. And what it did is it sort of forced the chickens into a molt. And her and the guy at Cinex told me that once the chickens got through the molt, that their production of eggs had come back up to about somewhere between 70 and 80% of what it was before. So I'll just relay that to you guys and take it out. I know for our chickens, we don't use any of those feeds because I get a special mix that's all organic, and I get it out of Idaho, and this company trucks it in. And so we haven't had any layer problems whatsoever. Ours are still producing like 3 dozen a day. So anyway, that's what I know about it so far.
All right. Our chickens are doing just fine. Normal winter reduction, but nothing like 0 to 10% yield. Nothing like that. So we're at the normal roughly 50% reduction for the winter. However, we're using the same feed. We're not using Tractor Supply feed. We're using the local farmers cooperative feed. And I called them about goat feed. And they said there was a farmer who used goat feed because he was raising goats and chickens. And he just bought that, and it's 14%. And I said, no, that's too low. That's lower than the chicken feed. And he said, but there's a show goat feed, meaning to, you know, exhibit your goats, 18%. And I said, I'm interested in that. So I'm going to try that. We haven't gotten out of the farm yet because of the ice. But as soon as the weather clears, we will be buying that and experimenting with it. So I have a feeling, I know for a fact that I changed the diet of our dogs, and I've been feeding them chicken eggs every day. And they are really healthy. I don't think you can just feed dog chow and everything's going to be fine. I don't think so, at least in our case. So, you know, what do the chickens get? Whatever they get when they're outside, they get to eat grass and worms and bugs. And if they can't find them, all they have is the chicken feed. So it seems to me like there is something to this chicken feed problem, whether it is a reduction in protein, a reduction in vitamins, minerals, and supplements, reduction in sunshine. Maybe if you put it all together, the eggs go, you know, the reduction to a 0 to 10% yield. I think there is really something to this, and it could be multiple moving parts. And I'm looking forward to finding out the results. Yes.
Yeah, I had one other thing, Brent. One of the things that this guy said he did is he started feeding his chickens soldier fly larvae on a daily basis, and he said that and mealworms gave them that. And I use second cutting alfalfa, and I put it in both coops, and they're going through a flake of it about every 2 to 3 days. So, just to help.
There you go. And where do chickens get some of their calcium from? Grass. Where do cows get calcium from? Grass. So, absolutely true. Kyle, thank you so much. Herman, thank you so much. Kyle, see you in a couple weeks. Kathy will be on next Thursday. She alternates with Kyle, and we'll be talking about the first Great Depression on Thursday. Thank you so much, gentlemen.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through your health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.